Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you're listening to the WWE Podcast.
One that everybody wants, me.
Becky Lynch is going to WrestleMania.
Play more. Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
This is my iron.
You're going to acknowledge me.
And welcome to the WWE Podcast. It is the mailbag episode on this Thanksgiving Thursday, November 24th, 2022. Now, I'm going to guess that by the time you're hearing this, it is Friday or beyond. Obviously, the Thanksgiving holiday extended things, production and recording, everything else. So, yes, it is a little bit late, but, it's Thanksgiving, right? So we've got everything for you tonight. We've got voicemails. We've got Mr. and Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan covering all of your emails. That's coming up on the second half of this show. I will try to get through voicemails as quickly as I can to get to the part that you guys really want to hear. And that is Mr. and Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan, who were gracious enough to join us and take time out of their holiday weekend to answer your emails. And it's going to be a busy weekend because we have a lot of audio coming your way as we took a little bit of a break here. And now we're back because we've got a pay-per-view this weekend. We still call them pay-per-views here. And we've got Survivor Series, as I record this, in just 2 days. And that means a preview and prediction show coming your way Friday night, tomorrow night. Anthony DeMarco is going to be joining me to cover all of our thoughts, predictions, and possible major returns that are going to be coming your way Saturday in Boston. So look out for that. And then Saturday itself, we've got the pay-per-view, but on top of that, I'm going to make my best effort to do an after-the-show reaction, not just a sometime the next day. I'm going to really try. It is, of course, hinging on sleep patterns and how long the pay-per-view goes, but that is my goal, is to give you an instant reaction. I'm actually dipping also into video a little bit more than I used to. And if you are on Patreon, it's a great time to join, because if you're on the SmackDown tier and higher, you get access to that video. And I'll be trying to do much more. I did a few of them over the last week, and I've got some pretty positive feedback. Now, I'm trying to up my production value. I'm trying to actually invest in Final Cut Pro for my Mac and all that kind of stuff, which is not cheap. The damn thing's $300. I'm like, what? It's just software. I don't know. So maybe I'll start a GoFundMe for video production software. But that's going to be my best. I'm going to make a best effort. So hang on to that. And I will say that I'm looking forward to this pay-per-view just as much as I think many of you are. I think this is the first pay-per-view that we look towards WrestleMania, and there's going to be some seeds planted at Survivor Series. There's no doubt about that, that lead to WrestleMania. And by the way, yet another pay-per-view in which Roman Reigns is not defending his championship. So that's like, half the pay-per-views throughout the year, of which some of those Roman didn't even compete at. And, if it wasn't for Sami Zayn and all the just absolute gold he's brought to SmackDown in that group, I think fans would be much less enamored with this whole thing and just less distracted by Sami Zayn and still focused on the fact that, wait a minute, yeah, Roman is still champion. What the hell, right? But all right, I hope everyone again is doing well. I just wanted to check in again, let you know, yes, we're a little bit late than even normal, which we're already late. So it's like late on top of late to get the mailbag out to you, but we're here. And I hope everyone has enjoyed their Thanksgiving, had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and that you guys aren't spending too much money on your Black Friday deals, and you're not outside of Best Buy right now and pitching a tent. I remember days like that. I mean, I've got a mall nearby, and people still do that. They still pitch a tent and waste their time to save like $100 on a TV. I just don't get it. But all right, let's get to those voicemails. And you got it. You guessed who's up. Hope you got your volume adjusted. Here we go.
Hello, WWE Podcast World. This is DJ Kuzmo back at it again on your mailbag show, coming to you live once again on a Wednesday morning, on a beautiful Wednesday morning. And before we get to the pro wrestling talk, before we get to what's coming on for Survivor Series, and of course my guy, Veer Mahan, I want to talk about one of my favorite holidays that is coming this week, and I'm not talking about Black Friday, and I'm not talking about Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and I'm talking about Thanksgiving. It's all about the family. It's all about food and football, the three F's. I am so excited because that is my favorite holiday of the year. No offense to Christmas, no offense to all the other holidays in this United States of America. Thanksgiving is my favorite. The turkey, the stuffing, the cranberry sauce, the greens, the potato salad, and all of the good stuff that we get to see on the table. I can't wait for that day for Thursday, because it is one of the greatest times of the year for me, and of course, for anybody else that also loves Thanksgiving. Now, let's get to, before we get to the Veer Mahan Report, before we get to the Veer Mahan Report, I want to talk about what transpired this past Saturday at AEW Full Gear. We got the crowning of a new champion. For how many years we have been waiting for Maxwell Jacob Freeman to finally get that brass ring and become world champion in AEW. What a sight to see. Great to see that. And now the fact that he is world champion, Mr. Tony Khan, can my guy MJF get a pay raise? This guy deserves a pay raise. He is your world champion. He could have gone to any other promotion. And speaking of the bidding war of 2024, MJF is going to be a free agent at that point. But in the meantime, Mr. Tony Khan, my word to you is give MJF, give Maxwell Jacob Freeman a pay raise. Now, other than that, I want to quickly talk about what transpired with the FU chants for CM Punk. Oh my goodness, a chorus of FU chants doing the Elite versus the Dead Triangle match at this past AEW Full Gear. I was like, wait a minute, guys. Didn't you all worship the ground that CM Punk came on when he returned back to professional wrestling last year? And now you guys are saying, F you CM Punk, what's going on? I did not follow with that crowd. I understand the whole situation, what went on. But to say F you chest to CM Punk, my advice to CM Punk, stay away from professional wrestling, my friend. If you need the money, do something else, do real estate or whatever things to make money, but don't go back to professional wrestling. And don't even bother that Triple H is not even probably not going to hire you to come to WWE. But now, let's get to one of the biggest shows of this mailbag. And I'm talking about the Veer Mahan Report. Now, I know I'm going over my 3 minutes, so I will quickly get to the Veer Mahan Report that took place last night on NXT. We did not get an appearance of the Indusher. We did not get an appearance of my guy, Veer Mahan and Sangha, but we did get an in-ring promo from the Creed Brothers talking about how they did not appreciate the fact that they attacked them a couple of weeks ago. And I was still trying to figure out when were they going to continue the storyline. Well, it seems to me that we are going to be continuing the storyline of the Indusher and the Creed Brothers. Now, we did get a in-ring promo last week. I did forget to mention they had an in-ring promo of the Indusher. And they mentioned that in our country, in India, they treat us like celebrities. But in America, they don't treat us at all. They don't treat us with any respect. So with that being said, I know this is one of those old school countries versus the world, America versus the country, whatever the case may be with that. This seems to be a continuation with the storyline of the Creed Brothers and the Indusher. I can't wait to see what happens next week on NXT. And last and certainly not least, we got to see one of the most important things that happened, of course, MJF finally becoming world champion. And like I said, have a blessed Thanksgiving. Eat all the food that you can. Watch all the football that you can. And enjoy your family. This is your boy, DJ Kuzmo. Peace and have a blessed week.
DJ, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I hope everyone, yeah, about the football. I mean, you'd imagine on a wrestling podcast, I'd at least talk about some football. I don't. I like football. I've gotten into it much more as the fantasy element has kind of made its way into my life. So I have to pay attention to the teams, and my Giants are on downslide here, losing twice to the Cowboys. Not good for their case to win the division. They probably won't. I'd imagine the Cowboys are probably going to win the division. And then you get to, of course, possibly a wild card. I mean, but in order to get the wild card, they probably have to get 10 to 11 wins. So they got to rack up, what, 3 to 4 more wins to probably get the wild card. So they you know, they're not going to win the division. So that's kind of come and gone. But at 7-4, I think they are now. It's still better than I'd imagine that they would have been. And it's still kind of a bonus year. But once you get to 7-2, you're like, man, you start to dream.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I think that dream has been shattered for the division, at least. But maybe they can sneak in the playoffs. And I think that's all you can really ask for. Same for you Jet fans out there. It's really all you can ask for is a gift of sneaking in the back door of the playoffs, right? I know they've expanded the playoffs too, but all right, let's get to the other stuff, DJ. Yeah, look, so MJF becoming champion, I did see it. I loved it, not only because I am a massive MJF fan, and I think that he is the single best talker WWE. Well, no, that's a massive statement. The single best talker currently active in the ring, any promotion, put MJF against anyone right now, he would demolish them on the microphone. And I can't think of anybody else. What I mean, okay, John Cena could probably go toe-to-toe to him with him. And if John Cena and him go face-to-face, imagine that electricity on the microphone. Holy, yeah, absolutely. But the bidding war of 2024 is on its way, about a year away. It felt like 3 years away. Now it's a year. Now we can start to dream. Now we can start to think. You know, what is WWE going to do? They have to make a move here. How many zeros are they willing to put on that that contract with MJF? I would say, again, easy to say when it's not my money, but I would argue as many zeros as it takes. Now, Tony Khan's pockets are deep, and Tony Khan recognizes the value of MJF. And MJF has gone on record of saying that his loyalties lie with the money, not with the promotion. So WWE doesn't have an advantage over AEW other than can they dish out more money. So it's going to be a fun. Imagine this time next year. Imagine it's November 24th, 2023. And we're just a couple months away from potentially talking about an MJF debut in the Royal Rumble. Think about that. So I'll check back with everyone in a year, but I really can't wait for that. But I loved the ending, the finish of the MJF match with Jon Moxley, having William Regal as MJF was about to use his ring. Regal comes down, looks like he's going to try to stop MJF, and instead slides MJF the brass knucks, knocks out Jon Moxley, and then captures the AEW world title. Wonderful. Wonderful stuff. And then I actually saw some follow-up on AEW with William Regal being threatened by Moxley and, you know, MJF trying to basically, or was it MJF? Somebody was in the ring trying to cool. Oh, Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson, excuse me. Bryan Danielson was in the ring trying to cool off Moxley, saying he's an older guy, he's got heart conditions, whatever. So that's as far as I've seen. Now, there's probably more that I've missed, but I'm keeping tabs on at least the top stuff going on in AEW, and I loved it. I loved it. Now, the CM Punk chants, the FU chants. So I see why the fans are angry, because most fans sided with their homegrown talent in AEW. They've sided with somebody that didn't just walk in, right? That the Young Bucks were some of the pillars of the original AEW. From, well, I say the original, it's only been around through 4 years, 5 years. But they were the ones that started it. And CM Punk came in, that press conference didn't look good. He was an embarrassment. There's no doubt about it. He was an embarrassment. And you know what? I'm going to take a different approach on this, DJ. You know, just because I hear what you're saying, he should step away from pro wrestling. At the same time, like, okay, he's getting this massive negative reaction. Why not lean into it? Isn't that what would create a ton of cash? Right? People right now, people are really against CM Punk, and how they feel about him is being vocalized. Why wouldn't CM Punk want to lean into this? He's going to get paid regardless, but maybe he could get a few more eyeballs on the product if he leans into it, doubles down, and makes a storyline out of this. Like, take a real-world scenario of that disastrous press conference where he was eating like a animal and running down the other guys as if he was sitting on some kind of, you know, imaginary high horse, and drive it into a storyline. And he knows how to piss off the fans. He knows how to be a heel. Yeah, the fans did worship the ground he walked on. While I didn't worship the ground he walked on, was a massive mark for when he returned. That moment still gives me chills. I'm not going to pretend it didn't happen. But the thing is, that love affair goes away quickly when you turn your back on the ones that created this whole thing. The ones that have been here since day one. And when you are the one that has been positioned as the villain in a press conference that turned real, fans are going to let you know about it. And they did. And the fans should have. I don't blame them. You know, it's not like as if the fans just randomly decided to do it. There's good reason for it. And if I was CM Punk, I'd lean into this. This is the kind of reaction that you don't run away. Like this, that's to me, like the last thing CM Punk should do is tuck his tail and run. There's too much money to be made off of this. Think about it. Okay, he gets an FU reaction. Okay, great. Well, they're really pissed off at me. Why would I try to bring them back to my side when they're already so far the other way? Let's double down and see how angry I can make them. Think about that. There's a lot of money to be made right now, and there's a massive opportunity, not just for CM Punk to make more money off of this, but for whoever he's working with as a babyface to step up. Those kind of reactions don't happen often. I would lean in double, triple, quadruple down on it. And I'd have him bring in that press conference and go further with it. Don't retract anything. Go further with it. Feign an apology and then triple down on it and make it even worse. That's what I would do. Why not? We're all here to make money. We're not here to tuck our tails just because an FU chant. Great. I mean, think about this. John Cena is coming to mind on the ECW. What was it? The one night stand. There was 2005, 2006. I think it was. There were two one night stands, which kind of defeats the name of one night stand. But anyway, John Cena gets FU Cena. Like, what about Roman Reigns? FU Roman. Were they supposed to tuck their tails and run? Remember the night after WrestleMania 33, Roman Reigns is standing in the middle of the ring in Orlando in the Amway Center. And he's getting FU chants. The fans booing him out of the building for 10 minutes straight to open Raw. Still one of the greatest moments ever. Now, WWE didn't do what they should have done and just moving with the tide instead of always swimming upstream with his character and turned him heel. But, you don't take them off TV. And you showcase them, right? I don't know. I'm going on and on about this. I understand your perspective, DJ. I understand why you would say that. He should just go away and not do pro wrestling. But these are the reactions you live for as a wrestler, whether positive or negative. Indifference is the worst thing you can have. But when you have something like this, even if it's not planned, roll with it and quadruple down on it. All right, I've said enough about that. Veer Mahan Report, the end of Shear. Thank you for keeping us updated on that. And I hope that they come back next week, they'll showcase next week. It sounds like he's got some momentum behind him in that tag team. And, you know, hey, NXT Tag Team Champions, why not? Eventually moving back to the main roster is the ultimate goal, I would hope. So, yeah, it sounds like they're going with the traditional foreign invader evil storyline, right? The evil foreign invader storyline. How many of those have we seen? I mean, Iron Sheik, Muhammad Hassan, one of the best of all time to me was Muhammad Hassan in 05. I did a whole podcast on that one. Or rather a whole episode on Muhammad Hassan that I thought was, my God, the underutilization of that man in 2005. Among others, Rusev, when he first came in, was a foreign invader. I mean, go down the line. There's so many. Yokozuna. I mean, my God. But it's tried and true. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not crapping on it. I think it's a tried and true, doesn't get old formula. But thanks, DJ. Hope all's well with you, and you had a great Thanksgiving as well. Let's get to our next voicemail.
Hello, everybody. Alex the French guy here. Been a long time since I posted a message on the mailbag. It is fuzzy. I just want to add some subjects about SmackDown and AEW really quickly, starting off by SmackDown. I really enjoyed the show, actually, and I don't understand why they put Bray Wyatt on SmackDown brand. Raw seems to me is really like weak at the moment, not super weak, but somehow weak, but lack of star power. I really enjoy LA Knight; he's a really good talker. I remember Chris Jericho adding up, saying that he's one of the best he's ever seen. He said that about Sami Zayn too. Chris Jericho is a reference, and I believe almost everything he says about a wrestler. So, LA Knight, real nice. Bray Wyatt, real nice. Bloodline, real nice because of Sami Zayn. And once again, the titles, the double titles on Roman Reigns is so, so unnecessary at the moment. I believe one title will be enough. Even no title will be enough with the Bloodline as Roman Reigns is established as he is right now. Second subject, being an AEW new champion, being MJF. I'm so thrilled about this one. However, I don't know how much of an impact it will be. Of course, it's a game changer for the company, but I don't know if it's too late for AEW to rebound and to gain momentum as it was with CM Punk. I don't know. Like, MJF is one of the biggest, if not the second biggest star right now in the company, in the industry. But I don't know if it's enough for AEW to be at the point that they were some months ago. I don't know what you think about that, Matt, but I'm thrilled to see MJF being the champion. That's it for me for this week. And see you next week or a week after.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bye, guys.
Alex, it has been a hot minute. Good to hear from you. And, okay, I did go over MJF a little bit here already, so I'm not going to rehash everything I said. But to put a bow on it, yeah, AEW goes through its ebbs and flows, no doubt. MJF is the cornerstone of that company. Even when he wasn't champion, he was still the cornerstone of that company. And I think that we haven't yet seen the best of MJF. And I think that as MJF goes, so does AEW at the moment. Which is why if I was AEW, I would be really trying to focus on other guys other than MJF at the moment to try to potentially fill a gap you may need to fill when he, again, just to be safe, may leave in a year. You know, I that's what I would do. I wouldn't put all their chips in one basket, so to speak, or eggs in one basket. Because if he ends up leaving, you know, you're left with your thumb up your you know what, right? So I think MJF right now is going to be the savior of ratings for AEW. He's not the sole performer, let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of great wrestlers, men and women. Paige came back, right? Like Saraya came back and she had her first match with Britt Baker. I'm not going to pretend I know everything, okay? But this is certainly not the end. I don't think AEW is going anywhere. But your comment about SmackDown, yeah. The thing is with Raw, yeah, you may feel it's weak at the moment. Until WWE decides that they don't want that third hour, that third hour is just not worth it anymore, you're going to have a lot of those nights. And I don't care who's at the helm. I don't care if it's Triple H. I don't care if Pat Patterson is resurrected from the dead and Vince McMahon is brought back and Vince Russo is brought in and JR comes in and Jim Cornette, and they all somehow come up with a genius, you know, just otherworldly storyline, which again would never happen because a lot of those men hate each other, particularly Cornette and Russo. But my point is, it doesn't matter who's at the front of creative, because that's just too much time to fill every week. And you're going to have dead spots. You're going to have matches and segments that feel like filler. It's inevitable. So we can blame creative. We can point the finger at creative. We can, you know, point the finger at wrestlers, which, again, they should share a tiny bit of the blame. But the most of it is it goes to time. It goes to that extra hour, which is just enormously difficult to do. And I don't envy them to have to come up with 3 hours of content. It's a lot. It's a bear. I'm not giving them a pass on every bad Monday Night Raw, which there haven't been a lot of them, I don't think, lately. But when it does happen, I'm not going to give them a free pass and be like, wow, well, it's just that third hour. That's not their fault. No, but it is a contributing factor. And I think it's a major contributing factor to some of the dead or slow spots or Raws that feel like they're 6 hours and not three. So, all right, Alex, thank you. Great to hear from you. And let's continue on a few more and we'll get to the main event here.
Hey, it's Kyle for Baltimore. So I just had a thought coming up off of last night and of who's going to be the final person to be in the Women's War Games match, which WWE announced that last night, and they're doing it on Friday. Why made that decision? Who knows? But I still think it'll end up being Becky. But at Survivor Series itself, I could see a scenario where Alexa can just turn heel on Bianca and just walk out, and then out of nowhere, we'll have Sasha Banks come out, so it'll be Becky and Sasha to be the two people to be at War Games because of Becky filled in the foul spot, and I could see Alexa just walking out and turning heel, so it's kind of like a win-win there all around. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I heard someone mention that once before. But what do you think of that scenario? If that's a possibility, if that's what people want to see, or whatever the scenario would be. But that's my thought about it. I still think it will be Becky and Sasha, but then my main question is, why would they want to wait to announce it on Friday and not last night on Raw? So that's my question, and those are two predictions for War Games on Saturday, but that's it. Thanks for my call. Bye.
Hey, Kyle. I don't hate the idea. I mean, the crowd would lose it. It's Boston. Sasha Banks' hometown. I wouldn't do two in one match. And also, what's the motivation? I mean, Sasha makes more sense to me. It's her hometown. She's been teasing it on Instagram. I've made videos about it on TikTok. By the way, go follow me on TikTok at the WWE Podcast. I don't think Becky Lynch, if Sasha appears in this, also substitutes in for someone. If it happens, again, this is wide open for a return. Somebody's returning. I would imagine it's Sasha. Becky Lynch is probably later in the year. I think from what I hear, Becky Lynch is close, but not quite ready. But that's what I also said about Kevin Owens. And boom, here we are with Kevin Owens as the fifth member to oppose the Bloodline. So, you know, take what I say with a grain of salt. I'm completely unreliable. But I would say that Sasha Banks makes much more sense as that fifth member for the women to oppose Rhea Ripley and Damage Control. I think no doubt about it. But Becky Lynch to me is, I don't think she's going to, again, she's destined for Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania one-on-one. I just don't think that they should do two in one. I could be wrong. And, you know, I won't hate it. It's just not WWE's style to bring two of these women into one match for what's the motivation again? What do they get out of it? You know, I don't know. That's my thought. My thought is Becky, if Sasha is indeed the fifth member, Becky Lynch stays put. We don't see her until the Rumble. That's all. But thanks, Kyle. Let's get to our second to last voicemail.
Hey, WWE podcast listeners. It's your girl, Christina, a.k.a. WWE Steen, calling in from Illinois. My question is, has anyone heard that there is a potential match brewing for Logan Paul and John Cena at WrestleMania? Also, Randy Orton is one of my favorite wrestlers on the roster, and recently I heard he had yet another surgery. Has anyone else heard about that? And in the words of Chad Gable, thank you, and can't wait for War Games.
Hey, Christina, good to hear from you. Thank you for your voicemail. And I believe you've called in before, I think, because not a lot of women call in, so it's great to hear when we do, and thank you for listening. But, okay, you brought up a few things. John Cena versus Logan Paul. Yeah, that has been the rumor mill for WrestleMania, and I think it actually came from Logan Paul himself saying that he'd love to face John Cena. I believe it was on one of his impulsive, that's an awful word to say, but I know what he's trying to do, right? For his podcast name, he's trying to include his name into impulsive, whatever. I hate the name, but successful podcast. I think he said it on one of those episodes. I'm almost positive he did recently after the Roman Reigns match. Now, he also injured his knee, meaning Logan Paul injured his knee during the match with Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel. And he did an excellent job. I mean, I can't take anything away from Logan Paul from a physical perspective or the way he's, how quickly he's picked it up and the respect he's shown the business, all that. Wonderful. I still don't like him. I still don't believe he belongs in title matches, but respect the guy for respecting the business. Now, John Cena, Logan Paul, do I think it's going to happen? It's a good chance. I mean, John Cena said he's not done wrestling. He's going to have more than one match. He said that himself. So I think Logan Paul is a great fit for John Cena. Now, not to start rumors, but there's also the possibility of John Cena versus Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania. What would bring that up? Well, again, John Cena said he's not done wrestling. Stone Cold has made it very clear he felt great after the match with Kevin Owens last year at WrestleMania 38. And these two have never met in a ring together. Generational stars. And Stone Cold has been throwing up workout video after workout video after workout video on Instagram. He seems to be trimming down, which is why he didn't take his shirt off during the quote-unquote match at the WrestleMania 38. He's got kind of a beer gut. I'm not blaming him for it. I mean, he hasn't been in the ring. He loves his alcohol. I don't care. But he's trimming down, and it looks like he's trying to get into ring shape. That's what it looks like to me. And if you're going to do that, you need a, you know, several month advance notice to do it in order to trim the body fat and all that kind of stuff. And it looks like Stone Cold's doing that. So do I think Stone Cold's going to go against John Cena? I'd love to see it. I'd actually love to see Stone Cold versus Brock Lesnar personally. I don't mean to get off topic. Do I think Logan Paul, John Cena is going to happen? I'd give it 50-50 because I think John Cena would love to work with Logan Paul, given what Logan Paul has shown in the last two matches that he has had, three matches that he's had in WWE. I think he would. And he's all about putting over new talent, helping new talent grow, helping that next generation. Why not? Right? It, you know, I think that's a great fit. No doubt. So now you also brought up, I wrote a little quick list here, Randy Orton surgery. So as I was listening to your voicemail, I was thinking to myself, yeah, I haven't heard much lately, right? Because Randy Orton feels like he should have been back by now. So this is from, and you can look up the article yourself. It's on Bleacher Report. And here's what the article says. I'm not going to give you story time, but here's what the article generally says. It says, people within WWE are reportedly worried about the health of Randy Orton, who's been out of action since May. Yeah, May, with a back injury, nearly 7 months already. So according to Dave Meltzer, there is, quote, a lot of concern in the company when it comes to Randy Orton's injury and the severity of it. I'm trying to skip over stuff that you don't need to hear, just about his title reigns and stuff like that. Okay, after RK-Bro dropped the titles, Dave Meltzer reported that WWE was planning to have Orton challenge Reigns for the Undisputed Championship at SummerSlam. That never came to pass due to the injury. He's 42 years old. It remains unclear when Orton will be healthy enough to wrestle again, but the Rumble in January would be a logical target since he would receive a huge ovation as a surprise entrant if he's cleared to compete. That's what it seems to be. That right now it looks like they are possibly targeting the Rumble for a Randy Orton return, but there is, quote, a lot of concern given that he's been out since May. And I hope it's not something deeper or more long-lasting. That's all. I would agree. All right. Thank you, and let's get to our final voicemail.
Hey, Matt, this is Robert from the WWE Ringside Podcast. I have a few things I want to ask you. The first one is the fifth member of the Women's Survivor Series team. I think it's going to be Becky Lynch. They are building it up to be a big star or a big person. So it would make sense to have someone big. I did not think of Beth Phoenix, like you brought up on the Raw review. That one could be a good one too, though. But I think we're getting Becky Lynch. And the reason why we're getting it on SmackDown is because she's going to be on the SmackDown roster from Survivor Series on, which will give us Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch for WrestleMania. So what are your thoughts on that? Next is the KO Sami Zayn part of the War Games. I think we might get a hint at a tag team between them. Not only like them working together, but they don't want to hit each other or something to that effect. Kind of dropping seeds that mean they're going to become a tag team. I think that's kind of where it starts. This might start being the downfall of the Bloodline. From here is my prediction. What are your thoughts on that from the War Games match? And the last thing I wanted to quickly ask you is the Broken Skull sessions. What wrestler, past or present, would you want to see on there? They haven't had on there yet. For me, I'd want to see The Rock. I think it'd be cool to see The Rock and Stone Cold reminisce about the good old days and talk. I think that'd be really cool. So, yeah, what wrestler would you want to see on there? Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, Robert. So we got a question here about, or you had a question about, the fifth member of the women's team. I did go over this a little bit, but if you're going to put a gun in my head, I think it is probably Becky Lynch, because I think Sasha Banks may come back as part of a tag team with Naomi and finish what they started. We've got a heel tag team in the women's division that are champions. It would make sense, right? Maybe they come out, but you know, it probably is Becky Lynch, but Sasha Banks, in Boston, maybe she's going solo, and to oppose Bayley's team would make a lot of sense. Bayley and Sasha have a ton of history. It's kind of a toss up. I would not introduce both of them. It's got to be one. And I said Becky, but more I think about it, it's in her hometown. Sasha Banks makes a whole lot of sense. But so the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens dynamic in the War Games match is, keep an eye on that, folks. I mean, Robert, you made a great point, too. And I've brought this up, and I'm certainly not the first, but the dynamic between those two are going to tell you a lot about where they're going moving forward. Like you said, if they avoid each other, if they just give each other looks but don't attack each other, if they don't take the opportunity, they pause before they hit each other, that kind of stuff. That is the most telling part of where they're going, you know, and that definitely is going to be a lot of fun to watch. The Broken Skull, who would I want on there that hasn't been on there? John Cena. I don't think he's been on there. The Rock, certainly, who does, like, you know, he barely has time to sleep or, you know, go to the bathroom, right? Take a you know what, versus, you know, taking time to fly out and do all that stuff. But The Rock would be, I mean, my God, you imagine the number of downloads and views on that one with The Rock and Stone Cold on Broken Skull sessions. Holy, right? Yeah, definitely. Trying to think of somebody else who I would love to absolutely see. Was Ric Flair on there? I think Ric Flair already was on there. Okay, so if he wasn't, I'd just like to see Ric Flair. Boy, Punk? How about CM Punk? That'd be a fun one. But I mean, yeah, that to me, Roman Reigns right now would be a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of great ones. But that's a loaded question and one that really doesn't have a right answer. But there's just a couple off the top of my head. And yes, of course, The Rock is my number one, too. I mean, my God. The Rock does nearly none of that stuff. So it'd be so much fun to hear him. He does no podcasts, at least in the wrestling world, versus coming on for an hour and hour plus with Stone Cold to talk. Whew. You know that it's not for a lack of trying. I'm sure they've reached out. It's just The Rock's schedule is just absolutely impossible. That's what I'd imagine. But all right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We have now concluded the voicemail portion of the show. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. We are now going to transition over to the main event of Mr. and Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan to answer all of your voicemail, or all of your emails, rather. So I will talk to you guys soon, and take care.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is your favorite Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan and Mr. Casual Wrestling Fan on the Takeover Show.
That's right. It's War Games, ever got it? And we're going to jump straight into these emails.
Let's do it.
But just saying, we hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes. There's a lot to be thankful for.
Yep. Hope you gained 10 pounds. And guess what? We're going to jump right in. First, with DJ Kuzmo.
What up, Kumo?
Shout out to DJ. And guess what, sir? We're going to get to your letter in 3, 2, 1.
It's that special time again for your favorite mailbag takeover pay-per-view show to come on. But wait a minute. This isn't just any other regular pay-per-view. This isn't just a typical Saudi aka Crown Jewel that I didn't watch live, crying laughing face. This is one of the original core four pay-per-views of all time in WWE history. None other than the Survivor Series pay-per-view.
Bum, bum, bum.
And here are the hosts for the most, the ones that consistently host every single mailbag pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
None other than Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
Casual Wrestling Fan and That's the good. Takeover Wrestling Crew.
Ooh, ooh,
sorry
ooh,
for
ooh,
the extra ooh. R's and extra S's, crying laughing face. How y'all doing, Mr. and Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan? How's the family? Are y'all pumped for Thanksgiving? Did y'all crack a bottle of that sippy sippy? Ha ha. We need a loosey-goosey show tonight. Last but certainly not least, what y'all planning to eat for Thanksgiving? And who's washing all the dishes, crying face, laughing? Well, to answer the very last question first, I am always the one to do the dishes.
That's right.
No offense, I have trust problems when it comes to getting dishes super clean, and I feel like if I'm not doing it, it's not done right.
Okay.
Typical me, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, we had ham, we deep fried turkey, you know, all the fixings.
It was great.
No sippy sippy, sir.
No sippy sippy.
But we'll be sippy sippy on my birthday on the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Shout out to me.
That's right. On Survivor Series, it's going to be great.
That's right.
All right, let's get to it, guys. Quick hot take, though. I love Thanksgiving. It's a great time for family, food, and football. I just wish there weren't so many Christmas Black Friday deals and commercials to take your mind away from enjoying Thanksgiving. Unlike other people, I will not be waiting outside in the cold on Black Friday morning at 4:30 a.m. to get a freebie or a Black Friday deal. It's so annoying. All I want to do is eat my turkey, laugh with my family, watch a few movies, and enjoy some football. And yes, let's go New York Giants.
Ooh.
I can agree on the whole Black Friday thing. Not my thing.
He said Giants. That's your division.
Well, we're straight. He ain't attacking the Eagles.
What's up, Giants? Giants and your division. That's your division.
I understand, but we crushed them. We got this.
Oh, you heard
That's
it,
okay. I'm sorry. That's competitive. I get a little competitive around the holidays.
Them Eagles.
He said, I'm predicting a dominant win over the Cowgirls this Thanksgiving. Let's go, Giants. Well, did they win?
Did they win?
Hmm. I'm not sure. Enough for the ranting on Thanksgiving, because I could rant for 2 more hours on this. Anyway, let's get to the Survivor Series War Games predictions. Or as Paul Heyman would say, spoilers.
All right, then we're going to let you know. Let's go.
Survivor Series War Games predictions and spoilers. Number 1, Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Everybody should get this one, right?
I'm booking for Ronda Rousey to win and remain as champion.
Vegas agrees with you.
Number 2, Bobby Lashley versus Seth freaking Rollins versus Austin Theory triple threat for the United States Championship.
Good match on paper.
I'm booking for Seth freaking Rollins to win and remain as champion.
Vegas agrees with you.
We might get an appearance of an angry Brock Lesnar to attack Lashley, and Rollins pins Theory to win the match.
Sounds good to me, sir.
Number 3, AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. I'm booking that AJ Styles gets the win.
Vegas agrees with you.
Number 4, the team of Bianca Belair.
Hey, you've been watching them Vegas eyes. He's picking all Vegas favorites. Let's go.
Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, and a fifth member to be announced versus Damage Control and Rhea Ripley in a War Games style match. I'm booking Bianca's team to win this match, but with the assistance of the fifth member, probably being Becky Lynch or Tegan Knox. Hopefully it's Becky Lynch.
Vegas disagrees with you. Currently, Team Bayley is the favorite.
Five. Last and certainly not least, the Bloodline versus the Brawling Brutes with Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre in a War Games style match.
Tough.
I'm booking the Bloodline to win this match and solidify themselves as the greatest faction of all time.
Vegas agrees with you.
With that being said, enjoy Thanksgiving for those that live in the United States, and to all those listeners overseas, have an awesome Survivor Series War Games weekend. Keep it oozy, my dogs. All the best. This is DJ Kuzmo. Peace.
Shout out to DJ.
Thank you, DJ Kuzmo. Always cool, always collected.
Yes. Now, as we get to your little buddy, I want to break one thing he said down, which made a good point. Is Becky Lynch, is it her?
I think so. It's about the time for the injury. So,
is it?
Yeah. Come on, we're talking about SummerSlam. This was months ago.
So if it's Becky Lynch, who wins the match?
Well, if Becky does come out, it's going to flip, and it's going to be Bianca.
So are you predicting? So see, everybody listening, remember this.
This is a hard decision.
When we make a pick, our pick has to stand up with another pick we make. So if I think Becky's really coming back, I'm not going to pick Bayley to win.
No, I'm not.
But it's how do you feel?
But because, if I think she's not coming back, and it's like,
because what if it's Sasha Banks?
I mean, Sasha's cool too, but...
Is that enough to tilt it? Yeah.
I don't know if that's enough to tilt
it. If it's Charlotte Flair.
Okay, that's enough to tilt it.
If
it's Charlotte or Becky, it's enough to tilt it. And it could be either of those.
If it's Sasha, it could tilt it.
I don't know because of how the whole thing went down.
Yeah, that Tegan Knox crap.
No. I don't know nothing about that, but...
That what they call it, a pixie princess, whatever
she I thought did. She was hurt.
Yeah, but nah, that's not going to tilt it. But yeah.
No, that's not going to make it...
Any of the big three names tips, and I think that's a Bianca win. So, all right, we're going to keep moving
we'll
on.
We'll see tomorrow.
Next up, Rocky T. Shout out to Rocky T.
Hi, Rocky T.
From Texas.
From Texas. And guess what, I should have knew.
Hey, he got honorary oops.
Is he? Congratulations. Welcome to the side.
There you go.
Rocky T checking in once again.
I
got
to say my line.
Oh, go ahead.
And we're going to get to your letter, sir, in 3, 2, one.
Rocky T checking in once again. What's up, you guys? Hope everyone is excited as much as I am for War Games. Have you two watched any past War Game matches? I saw an article that would bring a WrestleMania to y'all's home state.
Hold on, let me answer that question because we're doing something.
Go ahead.
Yes, we have actually watched a War Games match. We watched the one with Pat Mack, remember?
Oh, that was War Games.
Yeah, that was a War Games match. And then we watched the very first one with WCW when they had Dude getting electrocuted during the match.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Anyway, so yes, we've seen War Games. We know the principle of it. And go ahead.
I saw an article that would bring a WrestleMania to y'all's home state. Here's the gist if WWE gave a verbal commitment to hold their 2027 WrestleMania PLE in the city. However, a new stadium has to be built as part of the conditions. Back in July, WWE held their second biggest premium live event, SummerSlam, at Nashville's Nissan Stadium. Exciting news for you guys. I don't know if you guys heard, but I called out Dennis McGinley last week on the mailbag for all the horse malarkey he was spitting out about our tribal chief and the ones who put that finger in the sky.
That's right, Miss McGinley.
My comments last week directed to him were in reference to the Orbit gum commercial. The name calling may have seemed excessive, but it was all in good fun. P.S. On YouTube, search for Orbit gum commercial. What the French toast?
Oh, Miss McGinley, if you're listening, you're still a punk.
You are, man. Anyway, Matt was talking about co-hosts he's had on the show in the past, like Mimi Burress and Ashley Mann. Shout-outs to Memphis Mark for his time doing the AEW reviews, and to Travis Hughes for doing them now. Matt also plugged Ashley's own podcast, the Kick Ash podcast, and let me tell you guys that it is worth your time. I listen regularly, and it's always a breath of fresh air to hear a female's perspective on the wrestling industry. With that being said, Mr. and Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan, it's also great to hear and have a couple that shares their point of views on the wrestling world. I really would like the Bloodline to have the first victory in a War Games match that's on the main roster. But with Kevin Owens as the fifth member, I don't think that will happen. Maybe, hopefully, I'm wrong. That's all this time. Silver Fox, over and out.
Silver Fox, shout out to him. I'll tell you this right now.
And that's cool that Matt's plugging people. I like that.
Yeah, shout out to Matt.
Especially women. Woohoo.
Shout out to him. And you're a woman, and you give your perspective.
Always.
Which is, it's interesting, guys, because, you know, sometimes we get in debates about that, and it's not even around gender lines. It's just how deep when you like something, and you get to debating about it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
All right, totally. But anyway, shout out to him. I do hope Bloodline wins.
Yes.
I don't really like that they're bringing all these new matches in like this back to back, but at the end of the day, I hope Bloodline wins.
Woohoo!
But moving on, we're going to get to none other than Trash Can, Trash Man from WTFW Podcast, that guy. So we going to read your love, sir, in 3, 2. No, because you the twos and we the ones.
What is good, Casual Wrestling Takeover people? It's the one and only Cash Man, Trash Man, Diddy, Liddy, just a little bitty, Kanye Twitty, shouting out from the beautiful, cold, wet, dismissal Pacific Northwest to throw some bones on the Takeover show. I know we're supposed to have another takeover of the WTFW. However, I understand it be Thanksgiving weekend. And since I work so much, I seem to forget when these holidays come up. So we will just link up at the next pay-per-view. But in competitive fairness, I had to be sure to get my picks in since you won the last show by 1 point.
Hold on. See, I don't like when people do that. See, I'm going to call you out, Trash Man. You see how he said what he said, buddy? I won by 1 point. Let's be clear, everybody. We made 3 bets. We did 3 matches.
Mm-hmm.
If I beat you by 2-1, yeah, he beat me by 1. I beat you. It's the best 2 out of 3. I can only win by 1. What? Come on, man. I beat you, bro. Prediction King right here. You look now, which I got to give my queen her dues right now. You picked them all right. You missed 1. And
that's
then
right.
I missed 3. Which luckily wasn't the 3 I bet him on. But anyway, keep going.
So here it goes, nice and easy. Ronda beats Shotzi, duh. AJ Styles beats Finn Balor, Vegas double agrees. Duh.
He said who?
AJ beats Finn.
Yeah, Vegas agrees with you again.
Damage Control beats the random group of baby faces they could scrounge together in the War Games match.
Vegas agrees with you.
Bloodline loses. Yes, I said it. The Bloodline loses. Not Roman as a single competitor, nor does Roman take any sort of pin. But this is the beginning of the end of the Bloodline, in my opinion. And it starts with malarkey, flim flam, and some random BS that I'm sure will cost the Bloodline as a group the W.
Vegas disagrees with you.
Seth Rollins retains over Lashley in theory, as Seth is set to go on a new babyface role as he is listed in the internal roster.
Vegas agrees with you.
Now that's all I've got, but I do have some Thanksgiving trash for your takeover show. Cranberry sauce out of the can? Trash. Raisins and anything? Trash. My uncle not bringing enough Henny for the rest of us? Trash.
Oh, God.
Forgetting my own Henny? Trash.
Mm-hmm.
Mincemeat pie? Trash. Fruitcake? Trash.
Permatrash.
Patriots, Broncos, and my own Texans?
Hey.
Trash.
Hey, don't hate.
Casual fan winning the first match? Trash.
Fire.
MJF winning the AEW title?
Fire.
Permafire. That's it for me. Y'all a couple of twos, and I'm the one. And I'm better than you, and they all know it. For real, though, have a great Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, stay loose and enjoy Survivor Series. WTFW Podcast, Kanye Twitty, and Mean to Mean Line.
There you go, Mean to Mean. Shout out to you.
Hey,
shout out to Mean to Mean. But guess what, Kanye, Trash Man Twitty, you know what you can do. But I beat you. That's why you're mad.
Those trashes weren't all so wrong.
Hey, now you're lying. Yeah, that Thanksgiving trash.
Yeah, he's not lying.
Fruitcake, trash.
Ew.
Mince meat, trash.
Ew. What?
Doing,
why can we not cook anymore? Like, what's going on? Somebody says throw a bunch of fruit and some bread and we call it a dessert.
Raisins. Trash.
Okay, he had me at anything. Now, raisins don't go in anything, but I do like a good raisin oatmeal cookie.
Trash.
So I'm just saying.
Trash.
Healthy. Trash. That's why it's trash. Anyway.
Yeah, let's move on. We're going on now to Robert from the WWE Ringside Podcast.
All right, what up,
Shout
Rob?
Out to Robert. What's up, man? Guess what? I remember this guy. He write in all the time.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
His podcast. Hey,
sorry, guys.
Listen,
so many people write in, and we love it.
Well, we're going on his podcast. How about that? So, write into the show next month if he wants to come on your podcast. We come on your podcast. All right, we're going to read your letter, sir.
Yeah, we'll see how well that goes for Mr. Casual Wrestling Fans.
If y'all heard that Uncle Quiet, she gave me a look like... Just
family
don't
time. December is family time. Let's just put that out there. I'm not scared. Anyway, moving on to Mr. Robert Nelson.
In 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan. This is Robert from the WWE Ringside Podcast. There's a couple of things I want to ask you. First, I want to feed off of what DJ Kuzmo brought up last week. I think WWE should introduce a cruiserweight title. Man. It gives a believable title for the smaller guys like Ali, Ricochet to shoot for. What do you think?
Hell yeah.
I agree.
That's what I think. Ain't that what you think?
Yeah, pretty much.
I said that the other day, you guys. The little guys need something to shoot for.
But they do need to work on personality. Both of them.
Ricochet got more than Ali do.
He got moves. He doesn't have personality.
Mad moves. Now, Madcap ain't got nothing.
I don't know about that.
Madcap
ain't got
nothing.
I'm not a big fan.
Anyway. Second. So, yes, we agree with you, sir.
Second, sir.
And Kuzma, if he's
Do you think having KO interjected into the War Games match, we will see a KO-Sammy conflict to further the speculation?
Oh, yeah.
That they might team up?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping, like, okay... All y'all happy and psyched to see KO and ooh-ooh KO and ooh-ooh KO. Guess what? Forget KO.
Exactly.
It's not no KO show. Mm-mm. It's the Roman Reigns show. And guess what? Roman beat that man 23 months ago. Then why are we talking about it? It happened 2 years ago. Why do y'all, oh, I got a championship 2 years ago. Seth Rollins had a championship in 2019. He can't say, well, I had a championship 2 years ago. So what?
That's right.
What have you done lately?
Third.
You beat Austin Theory. That's it. I mean, come on, bro. Come better than that. Anyway, sorry.
Third. Yeah. Do you think we will see any surprises as it's the last pay-per-view of the year and Rumble is so far away?
We both. I'm looking for Becky Lynch.
Me too.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I'm looking for Becky Lynch. I'm looking for Cody Rhodes. I'm looking for a lot of people right now.
I'm looking for Cody for a run.
Thanks. Have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving. Signed, Robert.
Shout out to Robert from Disney.
Thank you for writing in, Robert.
Podcast.
But yeah, those are my surprises. I'm looking forward to those two. I feel it coming.
All right. I like this. So shout out to Robert. I do agree. Did. We need a Cruiserweight Championship.
Yes.
We need it bad. So, yeah, I agree with that. And, yeah, there we go. Let's keep going.
Moving on to the next letter.
I like that. Wasn't there something else he said? Am I missing something? Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Casual Wrestling Fan. Jackson from the Melbourne and first time writing into you two. Just wanted to share my predictions with you for Survivor Series.
What's his name?
Jackson.
Shout out to Jackson. Thanks for writing in, buddy.
Thank you, man. That's great. The men's War Games match. I think that the Brawling Brutes team will win with either Sammy or Jay getting pinned or one of the two causing a distraction of some sorts, leading to Jimmy getting pinned. I could see the Bloodline winning, but I think this is the perfect opportunity to make them look weak without Roman getting pinned.
Alright, Jackson. Guess what? Since it's your first time writing in, we're gonna give you some real good perspectives. So this is when I would say Vegas disagrees with you. And Vegas is here in Las Vegas. That's our big gambling mecca. So we use them as a reference point. So when I'm saying that, I'm saying the odd bookmakers disagree with your pick. And they think that the Bloodline will win the match. Now, as us, I agree with your synopsis. That would be a great way to get the heat off of Roman, let Jay or Sammy take the pin and look weak in that moment, but it doesn't really tarnish Roman. But does that not demean Roman? Would that be the end of the bloodline? You know, so I just feel like you have to look at it like that, but I do agree with your synopsis. I mean, that was a really good way to look at it, and guess what? That's very valuable. All right, let's keep going.
The women's War Games match. I don't think they'll announce the fifth member for Bianca's team until Survivor Series, despite saying they will on SmackDown. And my prediction is Sasha Banks. I can see it being Becky Lynch, but I see it being better being Sasha, as her hometown of Boston and her history with Bayley. But ultimately, I see Damage Control winning this match.
Alright, well, guess what? Vegas agrees with you. And again, I agree with your synopsis. I mean, it could be Sasha, it could be Becky, it could be Charlotte. I mean, we don't know, but I think it's Becky. If I had to pick between the three,
I do too. I think it's Becky. We're going to hear, whoa.
Yeah. And that'd be the last one. Let that be the last person.
Man.
It's going to go crazy.
This house is going to be lit, guys. Anyway,
it's going to go crazy.
Ronda versus Shotzi. I mean, what chance does Shotzi got? Ronda obviously wins, and I know both of you already agree with me. Yeah, pretty much. They're just using Shotzi as a jobber as now. So
the world agrees with you.
Yeah. AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. Judgment Day just going to continue to dominate. Balor wins. Yeah.
Finn will get you in. But guess what? Vegas say AJ for the win.
Who cares?
But Finn will get you in.
U.S. Championship match.
Here we go.
I see this the hardest one to predict, but seems Rollins has only just won the championship. I'm taking him to retain.
He rolling with Rollins, and guess what? Vegas is too. Mm. Vegas agrees with you.
I believe that's all the matches. Let me know if I'm missing any. Also, I'm not sure if you guys watch NXT, but just wanted your opinion on Scripps if you do. Wasn't behind him at all when I saw his entrance, but watching him in the ring won me over. That's all for me. Enjoy your week, and hopefully you don't have to take any disrespect from Dennis this week. Cheers.
Guess what, buddy? We don't take disrespect from him. I cut him off.
Yeah.
He didn't write in, and he knew better. And if you listen to Miss McGinley, you better write in.
Oh, he's
apologize.
Listening. I'm telling you.
When you write in, you better apologize to Miss Casual Wrestling Fan.
He's on Santa's Not
You apologize to Miss Casual Wrestling Fan, I ain't got nothing for you. But on to your letter, sir. We don't watch NXT. I don't know what a Scripps is, but that's cool.
But I thought they said that it was supposed to be like Reginald or something.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's the rumor, I guess.
All right, so they're going rumor.
Maybe that is. I'm not sure, guys. If I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. I know we haven't seen him in a while and that they sent him back, so I don't know. But
yeah, that's different.
But we don't watch it, though, so that we don't have really an opinion if that is correct or not.
But Seth and Bobby in Theory.
But now Seth, Bobby in Theory are probably going to be my favorite match of the night.
Yeah, that's going to be a
fun. Because no offense, I really do like Theory, but I really like Seth. I mean, Bobby's mad to me.
I like Bobby, though.
I like Theory because he has spunk, and we need that.
He a man now.
Yeah, he's trying. Honestly, it seems like Triple H is turning him into Triple H. So it's like, I don't know what's going on here.
But all I'm saying is, it still was a dumb move. I don't care how you try to spin it to make it look like, well, I could never go against Roman. He's the tribal chief. He's got the bloodline. Bro, man, Edge wouldn't have said that.
No, he wouldn't
have. What? Drew McIntyre wouldn't have said that.
No.
I mean, it make you look, I can't say the word it make you look like. But it's a gardening tool.
I mean, that's Finn Balor would have never said that. Irish attitude come out.
Yeah. That's a punk move. I couldn't go after him.
But I can't blame him. I blame whoever told him to say
Triple
that.
Triple H. Exactly. That's bad booking. And guess what, y'all?
Or it might be punishment.
It might be punishment.
Because they say Triple H didn't like him from the start.
It could be punishment. He could make him pay his dues. But I'm just saying, Theory's not going to win because there'd be no point. Bobby, I don't think it's going to win because it ain't no point. It's got to go to Seth. I think Bobby can go on to face Roman.
I don't know. It's probably a slight chance, but I think Theory has a shot. I mean, he has a shot because of how they're turning him. So
I ain't saying he don't have a shot, but think about this. Couldn't you see Bobby Roman coming up?
No.
They could go. No, I'm saying they could. They could go.
I mean,
to
yes,
that.
They could, but I don't see it happening anytime soon.
But that's somebody you could. You could go AJ Roman.
No. Who wants to see that?
Huh?
Who wants to see that?
I said you could.
Let's be honest.
Who
wants
to see Logan Paul versus Roman?
I'd rather see Logan over AJ Styles and Roman. No. What?
But see,
that is so stale. It is.
It is stale.
What?
But KO stale.
Yeah, he's stale too.
KO stale. Hey.
Well, I don't want to see him either.
Well, you finna see him. Well, thank you. You much rather see AJ than KO.
Anyway, let's get to our picks.
It's the wrong two letters. But I'm just saying, honestly, see, yeah, that's a good debate. Good debate. You know what I mean? And that's the truth.
This is all the time.
But you could see Bobby Roman. I mean, that's viable.
You could see Bobby and Roman. I don't see it.
At home,
I don't think they agree.
Could see Bobby.
Vegas does not
Roman.
Agree with you.
Nobody Roman. No. So who would you want to see Roman against?
Pick
three opponents who he hasn't faced. And that's the hard part. Bobby, he faced Bobby. No, he ain't no facing for the belt.
I mean, he hasn't even faced Theory.
You can't go to Theory.
He hasn't faced Finn. You can't tell me who I can't go.
They
who I can't
you.
Choose.
They
and when
you
said the only ultimatum is to choose
good
someone
okay.
who has
so
not won against
theory.
Him yet.
You said Theory.
Finn Balor.
Finn.
That has not happened. And
I don't want to see Finn Roman. We done seen Finn Roman. We seen it.
On a championship?
Yeah, on a championship.
I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, remember the rope broke when he was Demon King. And that's how Roman won.
That wasn't for the belt.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
Yes, it
was. Well, if it was. Anyway.
So take Finn out. So Finn got you in. We want to see it happen.
I'd rather see Sheamus.
We done seen it.
I don't care. I'd rather see that.
But I agree with you on Theory.
Yeah.
That would be. But see, that's
it's
why
new
the cash
and
in. That's why the cash in would have been good for him. You messed it up.
Yeah, they did, man.
But
and Cody and Roman would be the
Cody
bomb.
Roman, that's lit.
I could pick him. They have one against
each
other.
You know, that's a Cody hater.
Really?
He a Cody hater.
I'm
He's
surprised.
A hater. He said he don't believe it. He see through it. He's fake.
Of what? Him being nice?
You know what he said?
Is that what's fake?
He's too nice.
He's too... Okay, and MGF is too mean. So it's like, what? Anyway.
So look, we just had to give y'all a prelude when we sit at home and chit-chat about wrestling.
Yeah, this is all the time.
We're going to give you our picks for War Games Survivor Series. And we're going to start off... We're going to go ahead and start off with C.
Number one.
Now, I'm going to start off with that last. We're going to start down here. We're going to go with AJ versus Finn.
Who you got?
I don't know. I wrote down AJ, but I think I'm going Finn to get you in.
Well, I don't have to change. I said Finn Balor all the way.
Ooh,
all hell, Finn. Ireland.
And Vegas said AJ. Next, we're going to go to Ronda versus Shotzi.
All right, we all know
SmackDown Championship. Now, I see. Look, okay. You pick who?
We all know Ronda's gonna win.
<That don't work.
laughs>
I love
That's
it.
That's so sad.
And I hate, what's wrong with Triple H? Why would he pick Shotzi?
I don't know what's going on with that man's head.
Why did he pick Raquel?
I don't know.
We would know Raquel wasn't gonna win, but at least you'd be like, she got a chance.
I need old Raquel back.
Something.
Anyway,
next we're gonna go Seth. Freaking Rollins versus the almighty Bobby Lashley versus the new and improved The Man Theory. Who you got?
Austin Theory.
Ooh, with Austin Theory. Who I got?
Seth Rollins.
Freaking Rollins.
Which probably will retain,
I'm
but that's okay.
With Rollins.
I like to sometimes juggle around, so.
I get it. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it going to Theory. I wouldn't be mad at it going to Bobby. But Seth freaking Rollins.
Number four.
We're going to go to Team Bayley.
Uh-oh.
Versus Team Bianca.
Uh-oh.
And we're not going to go down the list of women. Y'all, if y'all listen to this show, you know who in the match.
Yes, that's a lot of people to have to keep saying.
So.
If you paid attention to the letter earlier.
So, we're gonna switch it up. We ain't going to look what we wrote down.
Okay.
Because each of them go to each thing. So, this is how we're going to predict this one, guys.
Okay.
Number one, it's three-pronged predictions. Because guess what? We take it to the next level.
That's so much.
Number one, do you think somebody will return?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, look, boom. We just answered the question for you. You will get a return.
Of course.
At WWE War Games Survivor Series. So watch.
And not just somebody who's been missing for a week.
All right. So we agree on that. Somebody will return.
Yes.
Prong number two. Who do you think that person will be?
I think Becky. I'm going to call it.
Boom. And guess what? I agree.
They want you to think it's Sasha, but I don't think it's Sasha.
I think it's Becky Lynch, too. I agree.
She was still seen hanging out. Boom, boom. Anyway, go ahead.
So, look, that's two prong, y'all listening. We said you're going to get a returner, and we're predicting that it will be Becky Lynch. Yes. Boom. Then here goes the third prong. If it is Becky Lynch, who's the fifth woman, who wins the match? And that's going to be our prediction. You're predicting off because we're predicting that she's coming. Yeah, it's hard, but you're predicting that she's coming, and so with that part of it, you have to equate that in your main prediction of who's going to win the match.
Becky's going to come in and win it. This is something we've already seen.
So you're saying Team Bianca's going to win.
I think so.
And I agree. I mean,
if this is the scenario and it plays out the way we truly feel like it's fixing to play out, and I really feel this in my bones... I'd say Becky's gonna come in like she did on Bianca, but except this time she's gonna be winning something for Bianca.
Her arm ain't gonna be broke.
That too, but what I'm saying is instead of coming in and taking the belt from Bianca, she's coming in and reserving it for her. Yeah, so
exactly. So, and now, and I think we both agree, if there's no Becky and there's no returner,
It's Bayley.
It's
gonna be Bayley, yes. And she'll finally get the win she's always wanted these past couple weeks.
We just wanted to break down that match for you guys. All right, let's go on to the last one.
Here we go. Y'all know.
It's the bloodline.
They know.
We the ones. Oh, hold on. I went this whole shirt. I almost messed up, y'all. Shout out to my little brother, Chucky. Shout out to him. He got me the We the Ones shirt.
He did.
For my birthday. So guess what? Twitty, you the two, and we the ones. So my little brother hooked me up. He got me the merch. So guess what? I got a new shirt. So anyway, sorry. I meant to say that at the beginning of the show.
Yes, that was the best. Thank you, bro. All
right. So the bloodline, we the ones.
Versus?
I guess, is it Team Drew? Team KO?
I had a joke, but I can't say it on here.
Anyway,
you can't do that.
Who we got? Bloodline versus Drew KO in the group.
Well, probably. I don't know.
This is hard because once again, they're trying to make KO seem like a bigger deal than I think he should be.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with the Bloodline this time. I can't throw my back on him today.
Now, shout out to my man Jackson. If you still listen to Jackson, you had a great point.
Yes.
I mean, and I think another writer wrote in and said the same thing. You can let them lose the match and not really make Roman look bad. I mean, Roman could walk out and just say, if it's y'all got it, y'all win the match. You know what I mean? I mean, what if Roman doesn't come out? I mean, wouldn't that be the biggest heel move? If his music hits, he's the last person, he just shakes his head no and just leaves the arena and say, y'all handle that.
Well,
you know, I don't think that's going to happen, but nevertheless, let's predict. Who you got? All your marbles on the table.
Bloodline.
Let's go. See how simple that is, guys. You always go blood. That's like betting against Tom Brady. Even though he's going through a divorce, or went through a divorce, you still bet on him. But thank you guys for listening. This has been your War Games Survivor Series Takeover Mailbag Show. And guess what? Unfortunately, you won't hear from us until 2023. Uh-oh.
So happy New Year and happy holidays. So,
happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Remember,
Happy New Year.
Santa's checking the list twice.
That's right, Miss McGinley.
To all those who have children, I hope your holidays are filled especially fun for them as well.
That's right.
That's the best part of being a parent.
And this, you know, we've enjoyed coming to you guys and asking your emails.
And we appreciate Matt as well for that opportunity.
Shout out to Matt. This whole year
has been amazing.
Shout out to Matt. So we'll hear from you guys in 2023. Until then, listen to the Mailbag Show. And I'll be over at WTFW. Check out this show as well. I'm going to talk crap to her. I don't think it's Trash Me and Twitter. I think I got Mean to Mean this week.
Uh-oh.
But nevertheless, I hope everybody has a great night. Happy holidays. And we're going to end it like we always do, baby.
Let's do it.
You the twos. And we the ones.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. so you don't miss a show, or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/WWEPodcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.